Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you joined me today. We are continuing our theme this week of amazing women in the Bible. Today, we're going to be looking at an amazing woman whom God raised up in answer to the cries of His people for help and deliverance from a pagan ruler and a pagan army. This woman's name is Deborah. And we find her story in the book of Judges, chapters 4 and 5. She is described as both a prophetess and a judge. In other words, she exercised both spiritual and civic political authority. And there is nothing to suggest that she was in any way out of order or that this was some kind of exception to the rule or anything. No, she is just presented as a woman whom God raised up with no indication that God may not do this again and again and again. And so I'm going to begin reading the passage here in the book of Judges, chapter 4. And it tells about it that because of Israel's sins, God allowed them to come under the oppression of a Canaanite king by the name of Jabin and his commander-in-chief of his army by the name of Sisera. And they had a very powerful army that included 900 iron chariots. And the Bible says that they cruelly, the NIV says they cruelly oppressed the people of Israel. The New King James says harshly oppressed. Cruelly oppressed, harshly oppressed. It was not a pleasant time for the people of Israel, and they cried out to God for deliverance. And God answered their prayers by raising up this woman. And in chapter 4 of Judges, verse 4, it says, "Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at that time." There we see a prophetess and a judge. It mentions her husband in passing. That's the only thing we know about Deborah's husband is his name. That's the only time he's mentioned. Obviously, she was the one that was called of God to be out front and to be the leader. Now, leadership is not an issue of whether you are a man or a woman. Leadership has to do with the gifts and callings of God in your life. And oh, how in the church, how in marriages we need to be comfortable with our gifts and our abilities and become comfortable, if you're in a marriage, become comfortable with your spouse's gifts and abilities. And in the church, become comfortable with one another's gifts and abilities. And I think we can probably say that Lapidoth was comfortable with Deborah's gifts and abilities. And I've been serving the Lord for many, many years, and I grew up in church. I have seen situations where the woman was the one who was called of God to be the out front preacher or pastor or whatever. And the husband was supportive. In some situations, I've known of situations where a husband was a rancher and his wife was an evangelist and a pastor. And he never went on the platform. The most I ever saw him do was stand up and give a testimony. He said in the congregation and so on, because he wasn't called, but he supported his wife in her gifts and her callings. And I have seen more than one situation like that. Very successful situations, marriages and ministries like this. It's about God's gifts and callings, not about your sex, not whether you're a man or a woman, but the gifts and the callings that God has placed in your life. And apparently Lapidoth, that he was very comfortable and supportive of Deborah in her gifts and in her callings. And she was the key to saving and delivering Israel at this time. Verse 5 says that she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. In other words, they brought their cases, their disputes. They brought them to Deborah, and she would pass judgment. She was a woman of great wisdom, and the people of Israel respected her for her wisdom. She was also a woman of great courage. And one day she summoned Barak, who seems to have been the commander of whatever forces that Israel had been able to muster. And she instructed him to gather together his forces and to go out against Sisera and the Canaanite army that had been oppressing them for all of these years. Now, in verse 8, Barak's response is so interesting and reveals the incredible esteem in which Deborah was held by the people of Israel. He said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." Deborah, I'm afraid. But you know what? If you go with me, I'm willing to go. But if you don't go with me, I am not going. Wow. What a testimony to this woman's wisdom and strength and courage. So she said, "Okay, yeah, I'll go." She said, but know this, said, "You will not receive the honor for this victory because God will deliver the enemy into the hands of a woman." And so they went out to battle, and God wrought a tremendous victory for them that day. Wow. And at the end of it all, after the battle and after the overwhelming defeat of Jabin and Sisera and so on, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Barak and Deborah, and they began to sing forth this song. And verses 6 and 7 of chapter 5, chapter 5 is the chapter that records this song, this prophetic song. And verses 6 and 7 are obviously the words of Deborah. Very telling. I'll read it to you. Listen to this. "In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted, and the travelers walked along the byways. It was so dangerous, people would not take the main highways. If they had to go someplace, they would go in secret on all the back roads and paths where they were not as vulnerable to being attacked and robbed or whatever." And she goes on and she says, "Village life ceased." It ceased in Israel, village life. She means the festivals, the celebrations, the coming together, the outward celebrations, these all ceased in Israel because of the cruel oppression of their enemies. "All of this happened," she said, "until I, Deborah, arose." Arose a mother in Israel. Wow. In other words, Israel was devastated until they began to cry out for help. And God raised up this woman. God raised up this Deborah. Oh, what a terrible thing that today the scriptures have been, especially Apostle Paul has been, a couple of verses that he said are taken out of context and misused and abused and used to confine and restrict the Deborahs of this day. But if God would use a Deborah in the Old Covenant, how much more will He use a Deborah in this new and better covenant? And the assemblies of God are right when they say that examples, and we'll see more of them, of women like Deborah, that these examples should be taken as divinely approved pattern, not as exceptions to divine decrees. And Deborah made it to the hall of faith. And I just turned over to chapter 11 of Hebrews, and where it tells about the people who were these tremendous people of faith that God used to subdue kingdoms and work righteousness and so on and on. And Deborah is an example for us today, a person of tremendous wisdom and courage. And God wants to raise up more Deborahs today, and I want to encourage the men listening to this, don't react to the Deborahs. Relate to a Deborah. Yeah, Deborahs are not perfect any more than Samsons are perfect. Samson was another judge. Of course, Deborah was had a whole lot better character than Samson did. But you could say a Gideon or anybody else. But let me encourage my fellow men out there. Don't be prejudiced against the Deborahs. Don't miss out. What if the people had rejected Deborah simply because she was a woman? They would have continued under the oppression of the Canaanites. So it is very important in this hour in which we live that the church opens its heart and opens its doors to the Deborahs that God is raising up in this hour. And if you would like to read about Paul, understanding what Paul said, the verses that are misunderstood, get my book, Paul, Women in Church. It's available from Amazon and my website at eddiehyatt.com. And I will see you tomorrow as we continue to look at amazing women in the Bible. God bless you.